Alex, not too long ago, you mentioned that you kind of like not having to dress as the backup because it helps you in your preparation for the next game. Now, what is the difference for you in your preparation, like if you need to dress as the backup as opposed to if you don't?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say I necessarily like it that much more. It's just because it is fun being in the mix as well, being in the backup. And you can get in a rhythm that way as well. So ultimately, I just try to do what I'm asked to do and make the best of it. But having, you know, the mental reprieve of not having to get yourself ready for a game when you're backing up, it does help, I would say, physically and energy-wise for sure. And it just allows you to kind of start that preparation process a little bit earlier. Usually time is good for most goalies, and so it just gives you a little bit more time to kind of dial it in.
Is it more mental thinking about the other team you're going to play? Is it maybe more film session, going in and looking at more tape? Is it maybe getting in the gym differently?
Well, it's everything. I mean, playing goalie is a 24-hour-a-day job, realistically. And the guys who can commit more of their time and energy to it are usually more successful. If you kind of have a little bit more time to maybe not come down from that other game, and because it's just a ebb and flow all the time of coming down and then getting back up. So helps that process a little bit. Time is usually a good benefactor for a goalie, generally.
These are a lot of questions the fans were asking me, and I said, well, I better ask the goalie. I'm not in the room. But we also hear about in football, there's a quarterback room, and the quarterbacks will go over tape together with the quarterback coach and that type of thing. You have three goaltenders here and a goaltending coach. Do you guys have a goalie room where you all go over things together and look at things and talk to each other, or is it more individualized with Mike Bales?
I would say that doesn't really happen typically for goalies. I've never experienced that, at least, where they get together. You're always talking. I mean, every day you're talking about goalies. We're all obsessed with goalie. We love playing goalie. We all think about goalie every day. We talk about goalie all the time. So, you know, we're always watching clips together, like, hey, did you see this? You see this? So that's the best part of the job, I think, for most guys. It's kind of that obsession with your craft. And
so you do watch clips together and talk to each other about different things that each one of you do.
Everybody in here knows what's going on around the league all the time. So I would say for the most part. So you could go up to Doerner and be like, did you see that third goal in the LA game yesterday? You know, and he would probably know exactly what I'm talking about. So it's like everybody knows what's going on in the league all the time. But it's just like any other work environment. I mean, as the three goalies, we stick together and we communicate a lot, and we're have a good relationship. And so, you know, it's just that's kind of the natural way of a locker room. Sometimes the defensemen kind of have that unique special bond, and the forwards have their unique special thing. And then you just hope it all is a big cohesive giant. Not to say that like it's clicky by any means, but that's just kind of the natural order of the room, as you know. So for us, we're just love talking about goalie, but it's never like, hey, 9:30, we're going to go over the goals from yesterday. It's like, you know, I saw this, 7 o'clock at night, like, hey, did you see that one? So, yeah, it's fun. It's just the best part of the job, I think.
And finally, for you, would you rather go over tape of a game by yourself and self-evaluate, or would you rather sit down with Mike Bales and go over with it?
Well, he does a great job. I mean, when he has something that he feels needs to be addressed, then he comes and talks to me, and I have a large amount of trust with him, and that's really the goaltending goalie coach relationship, is that trust and that bond. You have to trust each other, and I have to trust that he is looking out for my best interest, and you know, it also works the other way in a two-way street. It's just like any relationship. So we have a great thing going, and I trust him, whatever he sees in my game, to honestly evaluate and come and talk to me. And And that's why I really like him. He's just very direct. And, I've said it before, he's been a huge help for me this year. And I really can't give him enough credit. Great guy and really intuitive goalie coach as well.